Good morning, everyone.
刚才我们弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌啊，我想我们大概好多从大陆来的人都知道。
So I was thinking when our brother shared this hymn that many of us who came from mainland China would know.
因为这首诗歌前段时间在微信上非常流行。
That it was very famous, very popular there.
是被两个孩子，一个是十岁的男孩，是从加拿大来的，一个是八岁的女孩，是香港的。他们唱得非常好，所以在大陆几乎所有的人都知道了。
So there was a boy that was 10 from Canada and a girl from Shanghai.
Hong Kong.
That was 8 and they sang this song very well, so it became very popular in China.
那我当时第一次看到这个歌词的时候，我才发现这应该是基督徒的赞美诗歌才对。
And as I read the lyrics, I considered that this should be a Christian hymn.
但我仔细听这些人在唱这首诗歌的时候，我发觉到他们有两个误会。
But as I heard these people singing this hymn, I found that they had two misunderstandings.
第一个呢是歌词中的你哈，我觉得他们在唱诗歌的时候都觉得好像是自己的家人、朋友，或者说某一个鼓励自己的人。
When they sing the word you, they probably are referring to either their family, their friends, or someone in particular that encourages them.
显然你再仔细看这首诗歌，如果你熟悉圣经的话，它是指着我们的主耶稣。
But if you study these words carefully and you study the Bible, you find that they really mean the Lord Jesus.
这第一个。那第二个误会呢？我在听他们在仔细听他们唱的时候，我发觉他们不唱，我们这首诗歌是两节哈，但他们不唱第二节的，他们只唱第一节。
So the second misunderstanding is that when they sing this hymn, they only sing the first verse and not the second.
而且第一节唱一遍以后，他就开始唱副歌，反反复复的唱副歌。
So they'll sing the first verse and then the refrain, and then they'll just continue to repeat the refrain.
因为我们人唱这首歌的时候，感觉自己要升高嘛。
Because when they sing this hymn, the people will feel like they're rising up.
但是圣经你在讲升高的时候是有个前提的。
But when the Bible talks about rising up, it's a
precondition.
Yeah, it's a prefix.
Yeah,
something later to happen.
对，因为的话，圣经在讲神要升高我们之前，必须我们要降卑。
Because when the Lord talks about raising us up, He first talks about bring us down, to humble us.
那么升高这个词在圣经里边还可以把它翻译成复活。
Raising up can also be translated in the Bible as to be resurrected.
对。那么我们知道要复活之前先要什么？
And you know that before you can be resurrected, first, you know, what must happen?
除非先要死掉才能复活嘛。
You must first die before you can be resurrected, right?
所以呢，我觉得这首诗歌特别吻合我们今天要分享的题目。
So I thought that this hymn was very appropriate to what I wanted to share today.
好吧，我们就先来看一处的圣经。
So let's turn first to one section of the Bible.
我们来看旧约圣经诗篇第八篇。
We'll turn to the Old Testament, Psalm chapter 8.
如果我们中间有福音朋友，请弟兄姊妹帮着翻一下哈。诗篇第八篇。
If we have gospel friends, our brothers and sisters, please assist them. Psalm chapter 8.
这个诗篇不长，我们把它从头到尾读一遍。
This psalm is not very long, so let's read the entirety of it.
诗篇第八篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 8, verse 1.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens.
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries, to make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained,
便说人算什么？你竟顾念他。 世人算什么你竟眷顾他?
What is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
你叫他比天使微小一点,并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty.
你派他管理你所造的,使万物,就是一切的牛羊,田野的兽,空中的鸟,海里的鱼,凡惊醒海盗的,都伏在他的脚下。
You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heaven and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea.
耶和华我们的主啊,你的名在全地何其美。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
1961年,人类第一次进入太空。
In 1961, mankind first entered into outer space.
是当时的苏联,
at that time it was the USSR.
Yeah. 那么苏联的宇航员在高高的太空中, 飞行了大约有2个小时。
And this Russian cosmonaut flew in outer space for about 2 hours.
然后呢, 就安全地着陆了。
And he safely returned back to Earth.
那么他在记者会上, 这位宇航员这样说,
and at his press conference, this cosmonaut said,
我在太空中一再留意, 啊, 希望能够看见上帝。
You know, I went to outer space and I was waiting and hoping to see God, but I never saw him.
对, 但是我始终没看见他。
Yeah, but I never saw him.
因为苏联当时是个无神论的国家。
Because the USSR was an atheist country.
那么几年以后, 1968年,
and several years later, in 1968, the first astronauts orbited the Earth.
那飞到绕月飞行就飞得更高,
and so, you know, to orbit, you have to fly even higher, and this time it was the Americans that accomplished this.
那当美国宇航员, 在那个月球的背面目睹这个蔚蓝色的地球冉冉从月平线上升起的时候,
And when the astronauts first orbited the moon and they saw the Earth from the moon,
他们心里非常的激动,
and their hearts are deeply moved.
就在阿波罗8号的船舱里边, 大声地朗诵起刚才我们所念的这首诗篇。
In the cabin of Apollo 8, they loudly read this psalm that we just shared together.
当宇航员回到地上以后,
and when this astronaut returned to Earth,
记者问他,
the reporters asked him,
他们从其中的一个, 说你看见上帝没?
And one of the three, the astronauts that were there, said, did you see God?
那宇航员回答说,
the astronaut replied,
我也没有看见,
said, I also did not see him.
但是我看见了上帝给我们的证据,
but I saw the evidence that he gave to us.
因为那个美丽的地球,
this beautiful earth.
那么一年以后,
a year later,
美国三位宇航员乘阿波罗11号, 啊, 在月球上登陆,
the first American astronauts on Apollo 11 landed on the moon.
他们把一个硅晶片上面刻着,这就是刚才我们所念的这个诗篇第八篇, 留在了月球的表面。
And so they left this silicon disc engraved with the Psalm 8 on the moon.
我们刚才所念的这首诗歌是3000年前, 大卫，那个以色列的国王大卫写的。
This psalm was written 3,000 years ago by a king of Israel named David.
当时大卫还是一个少年人。
And when David was a young man,
他在旷野给自己的父亲放羊。
He was a shepherd for his father's flocks in the wilderness.
那么他在夜间躺在那个草坪上。
And
草地上,
he would lay on the grass in the field.
仰望美丽的那个月亮星宿。
And he would look at the beautiful moon and the stars.
大卫的内心发出了感叹,
and he was moved within himself.
因为在这个茫茫的浩瀚的这夜空的面前,
and in this wondrous expanse of the night sky,
他感觉自己是非常的微渺小,
he felt how small he really was.
记得我小的时候,
and I remember when I was little,
我们那个地方天气非常的炎热, 夏天,
in the summer times, the temperature was very hot.
那个时候根本不知道什么是空调,
and we didn't have air conditioning back then.
那么如果是晚上太热了怎么办呢?
If at night it was too hot,
那么城里边几乎全城的人都会, 夜宿那个街头或者河边, 就是把自己放了一块什么木板, 然后把床放在门在那个街边上。
We would go outside to the
camping.
We'd sleep outside, camping by the riverside. We would put a board down.
那个时候房子不通气，所以在房间里面非常闷热。
In those days, the buildings didn't ventilate very well, so it was very hot inside.
那么你知道那个时候的大陆哈，几十年前是没有雾霾的。
And China, mainland China back in those days, there was no air pollution or smog.
那个天空是非常，夜空是非常清澈透亮的，是明亮的。
The night sky was very, very clear and the stars shone very brightly.
那么我们小孩子哈，躺在那个床上，地上，然后看到天上，大家就开始比赛，看谁数的星星多。
And so when all the children were outside camping, they would, we would have a competition to see who can count the most stars.
我们数着数着就睡着了。
Yeah, we would start counting and then we'd fall asleep.
因为什么？太多了，满天都是星星，你怎么数得完？
And what was the reason? There's just too many stars. You would never be able to count them all.
最近啊，我看见一个微信的帖子。
Recently, I saw this poster online.
对，就是 WeChat。
那
YouTube 上也有。
And it's also appeared on YouTube.
那我看了以后，才真感觉到我们人是何等的渺小。
And after I saw it, I truly realized how small mankind truly was.
Yeah, 宇宙是何等的浩瀚。
How great was the universe?
那个帖子里面，我希望能够用话语能够描述出来。
I truly wanted to bring an example and show it to you all.
假如我们这个地球就像这个房间这么大。
If the earth was the size of this room.
那么我们人有多大呢？
How big would us people be?
人就相当于一个灰尘一样。
It would be like a speck of dust.
然后我们想象再把这个地球和我们人一起缩小到一个灰一个一粒沙子或一粒灰尘这么大的时候。
And if we took the earth and all the people on it and we shrunk it down to the size of a speck of dust,
那么太阳就差不多这个房间这么大。
Then the sun would be about the size of this room.
太阳是地球的130万倍。
And the sun is 1.3 million times larger than the earth.
我们再进一步想象，把这个太阳缩小到只有灰尘这么大。
And if we took the sun into and shrunk the sun into the size of a speck of dust,
那么盾牌星就差不多这个房间这么大。
Then the galaxy?
No, the UV Scouty, the big star.
All right, there's a
UV Scouty.
There's another star called UV
Scouty.
Scooty.
Scooty, yeah,
Scooty. That would be about that size of this room.
因为这个 UV Scouty 或者这个盾牌星是我们人类迄今为止发现最大的星球。
And so this is the largest star that we found in our galaxy.
你想想看，地球就像个灰那个太阳就像个灰尘这么大的时候，盾牌星就有这么房间这么大，很大，是不是？
So if our sun was only the size of a speck of dust, then this other star that's the size of this room is humongous.
盾牌星非常大。
And so this star is very very.Large.
但是我们如果把这个盾牌星放在银河，我们所在这个银河系里面，盾牌星也就是一个灰尘了。
But if we took this single star, and made it the size of a speck of dust, then our galaxy would be like the size of this room.
然后我们再把我们所在的这个银河系再放在宇宙的里面，银河系就是灰尘这么大了。
And if we took our galaxy, the Milky Way, and shrunk it down to the size of a speck of dust, then our universe would be like the size of this room.
那么我们想想。在宇宙里面，我们人在哪里呢？
And if we think about this universe, where is man?
其实哈，我们人不用跟给神造的这个浩瀚的宇宙相比。
Truly, we don't need to compare man to the greatness of the universe that God has created.
就在我们今天生活这个地球上。
Today, in our lives on this earth.
我们人的聪明智慧。
The intelligence of man.
我们最引以为骄傲的东西。
And the things that we are most proud of.
也很快就要被超过了。
Are very quickly about to be exceeded.
大家听说过阿拉法狗没有？ AlphaGo.
Yeah, have you ever heard of AlphaGo?
对，去年年初，谷歌的人工智能开发了一个计算机软件哈，叫程序叫 AlphaGo.
So last year, Google's AI team designed a computer and they called it AlphaGo.
Yeah, 它这个用谷歌的工程师要求用这个计算机程序和人比赛围棋。
And they were going to compete against people in the game of Go.
Yeah. 那么消息传出来以后，国际围棋界不屑一顾。
When the news first came out, the the people that playing Go said that they weren't very worried.
他们认为居然就绝对不可能赢的。
And they thought that there was no way that the computers would beat.
尽管在之前啊，国际象棋啊，那个计算机已经打败了国际象棋的大师。
But even before that, the international chess masters had already lost to a computer.
但是因为围棋哈，如果我们熟悉围棋，就知道它具有更大的灵活性，更多的创造性在里面。
But if you're familiar with the game of Go, it is much more complicated and complex than chess.
那么从去年年初到今年的一月份，
from the beginning of last year to January of this year,
AlphaGo 横扫了世界所有的围棋顶尖高手。
AlphaGo swept all of the world's best Go players.
那么给国际围棋界带来了那个当时网上形容是一种惊恐和绝望。
And it brought a sense of despair to the Go players around the world.
当今世界排名第一的这个围棋棋手叫何洁。
So the number one Go player in the world is named He Jie.
他输棋以后就进到医院里去了。
After he lost to AlphaGo, he went into the hospital.
然后他在微博上这样说。
And so he gave the statement saying,
yeah, 他在那个blog上说的，他说人类的围棋啊，经历了几千年的累计和那个演变。
Says the human skill at the game of Go evolved over thousands of years.
没想到在一年之内就被计算机击败了。And
who would have thought that in 1 year it would have been beaten by these computers?
这个人原来是很狂妄的一个人。
This was a person that was very
proud of himself.
Very proud of himself.
他说没想到人类如此不堪一击，人类如此原来不堪一击就是。 So easily defeated. Yeah, the human being is so easily defeated.
Who would have thought that human beings would have been so easily, you know, beaten?
大家知道吗? 我们人类的智商啊, IQ啊, 大约是100左右。
You should know that the average IQ is about 100.
那么人类中的天才呢, 像爱因斯坦这样天才呢, 智商可以达到200或者200多一点。
And the geniuses among us, like Einstein and those like him, are you know, around 200 or a little bit more than 200.
但是硅谷的工程师预测,
but the scientists studying artificial intelligence,
the Silicon Valley engineer,
yeah,
他们说人类的那个人工智能的那个智商在未来的十年最多20年之内,
that in the next 10 years and at most 20 years,
你知道人类的那个 intelligent 那个就是 artificial intelligence, 他们的智商可以达到多高吗?
Do you know what they predict the AI IQs will be?
人类的智商200就不得了了,250就绝无仅有的了。
If a human's IQ at 200 is already incredible, and 250 is amazing.
人工智能的智商可以达到500,5000,不是1万。
AIs can achieve IQs of 5,000?
10,000. 远远超过我们人能够想象的那个聪明的范围。
These will be much smarter than what humans can even imagine.
所以预测将来的机器人会打仗。
And we think that in the future that the robots will be able to wage wars.
Yeah, 可以发明，可以创造。
They can invent and create.
能当医生，能当律师。
They can be doctors or lawyers.
或者说经济学家，企业家。
Or economists and entrepreneurs.
问大家一个问题。 是好事还是坏事?
Ask everyone, is this a good thing or a bad thing?
是在未来的10年20年之内我们就能看到的。
And we think that in 10 or 20 years we'll be able to see these things.
硅谷的企业家那些那个创业者们曾经一直这么深信未来的高科技和人工智能一定会给人类带来更美好的前进的。 原来这么认为。
We used to think that all, you know, advancement in the sciences would be good for mankind.
尤其是那些硅谷的那些 entrepreneurs,
right. Especially those entrepreneurs.
但就从去年的年初开始,
but starting at the beginning of last year,
这些开发人工智能的人开始越来越担心了。
These AI developers started to become more and more concerned.
牛津大学科学家这样说。
And this Oxford University scientist said,
我们人类社会面临重大的危机,
that our society is facing this major crisis.
除了我们所熟悉的, 像大地震, 大火山, 瘟疫,
besides
核战争,
these natural disasters like plagues, earthquakes, and volcanoes, and even wars,
yeah,
or nuclear wars.
人工智能竟然是排名第一的。
Artificial intelligence has jumped to become the biggest worry.
大家看见没有哈? 我们人不光是在这个宇宙的面前, 我们如此的渺小。
Has everyone seen that in the face of the universe, we may be so small?
就是在我们自己的家园, 这个地球上, 我们人也越来越感觉到一种恐惧, 一种绝望。
But even in our own home, this earth, we are now facing this despair.
因为这些做这些开发工作的这些 engineer 啊, 这些工程师们都知道, 就是我们人哈, 为了国家的利益, 军事利益, 经济利益, 不管什么利益, 人是毫无节制的, 一定去开发这个人工智能的。
These engineers, they know that whatever issues that we may face, you know,
whatever economic reason or
for whatever reasons that we are developing these AIs for economic or military or national pride issues,
we can't control. 就是我们人不能够好像节制自己去不发展这些人工智能，一定会去发展的。
We can't control ourselves, and we will invent these, you know, these machines.
好像人是在自掘坟墓。
As we are digging our own graves.
大家，我想，这些人在幻想，将来也许有一天，有极少数的人类精英可以控制这些比他们聪明千倍、万倍的机器人。
Do you think that these humans who
maybe a few
humans can control these AIs that are so much more intelligent than us?
而绝大的人呢？ 全部都被机器人取代了。But
the vast majority of people would be simply replaced by artificial people.
剩下的人干什么?
And what does the rest of the people need to do?
我们待在家里看电视，玩游戏。
We stay at home, watch TV, play games.
机器人会给我们造很多非常逼真的游戏，让我们一天到晚玩游戏。
These artificial intelligence will develop all these amazing games.
你去看看，现在人就是这么想的，现在那些工程师就是这么设想的。
And these engineers, this is what they're thinking today.
那我们的问题是,
then our question is,
我们人的价值在哪里?
Then what is the value of man?
我们人类的前途, 我们的希望在哪里?
Where is our hope and our dreams?
最近大陆的精英的企业家马云, 你们听说过没有?
There's this Chinese entrepreneur in mainland China named Jack Ma.
他说人类正在面临第三次工业革命。
He's saying that mankind has entered into the third industrial revolution.
那么我们人注定的我们的智商会输给机器人的。
We're entirely sure that our IQ will be exceeded by artificial intelligence.
但是我们人还有什么?
But what else do we have?
我们还有EQ, 还有LQ, 就是情商和爱商。
We have EQ and LQ, which is emotional and love quotient.
Right. 的确啊, 机器人它是没有感情的, 没有爱的。
And of course, these artificial intelligences don't have emotions or love.
我们都知道, AlphaGo赢了围棋以后,
we know that AlphaGo, after it won the Go games,
你知道高兴的是谁吗?
You know who is happy?
高兴的是硅谷的那些工程师们。
Is the Google's engineering team.
Yeah. 那哭丧的是谁呢?
And who is crying in despair?
是围棋界的那些棋圣们。
It was the former Go masters.
因为只有人才有生命，才有情感。
Because only people have life, they can have emotion.
我们人可以制造机器人。
We can invent robots.
我们可以克隆人。
We can clone people.
但是我们不能造灵魂。
But we can't create souls though.
我们的身体都是我们父母亲给的。
Our bodies are given to us by our parents.
但是圣经告诉我们,
But the Bible tells us,
我们的灵魂是神造的。
That our spirits and souls are created by God.
因为神是万灵的父。
Because God is the Father of all spirits.
最近大陆流行一本书,
In China, there is a very recently popular book.
名字叫做这个世界会好吗?
It's called Will This World get better?
是近代中国的思想家叫梁漱溟晚年的口述。
It is this famous Chinese philosopher's last book. His name is Liang Shuming.
是他一生这个思想的那个结晶啊。
So it's the summary of his entire life's work.
在书中这么说,
and the book says this.
他说人类不是渺小。
Says,
人类不是渺小。
Mankind is not small.
It's not, yeah. 我们人类是很悲惨。 It's very sad.
Our humanity is very miserable.
Or
a tragedy.
因为我们人把我们自己局限在那个物质的层面。
Because we can restrain ourselves to this material world.
好像整天着迷于金钱或者物质的追求和享受。
And we pursue money or other material things.
我们忘却了生命,忘却了灵魂,这更宝贵的东西。
We have forgotten our life and our souls and spirits, which are more precious.
的确我们了解我们自己吗?
Indeed. Do we really know ourselves?
我们知道灵魂的价值吗?
Do we know the value of a spirit or a soul?
主耶稣这样说,
Lord Jesus said this.
他说人赚到了全世界,若丧失了自己的灵魂。
What benefit is it to a man if he should gain the whole world but lose his soul?
那还有什么益处呢?
What benefit to him is there?
我们都知道我们生活在一个三维的空间里面。
We all know that we live in this three-dimensional world.
有这一个方向,有这个方向,然后还有高, 对不对?
You know, there's left and, X,
and
Y, and Z.
Height, 那么如果加上时间的话,就是四维空间了。
If you add on time, then it's a four-dimensional world.
我们人在四维空间的里面,我们确实非常渺小。
And in this four-dimensional world, we truly are very insignificant.
但是如果我们能够发挥我们人的想象力,
But if we can use our imagination,
我们进入五维空间,六维空间,七维,一直到十一维空间,
If we can enter the fifth, sixth, to the 11th dimension,
你知道,如果我们是站在十一维空间,我们再来看这个宇宙,宇宙有多大?
If we stood in the 11th dimension and looked at this universe, how big is this universe?
你要知道,在十一维空间里边看宇宙, 我们知道宇宙非常浩瀚,你知道在十一维空间里面看宇宙有多大,知道吗?
If we, you know how big the universe is, but if we stood in the 11th dimension and looked at it, how big would it be?
就是一个点,
it'd just be this a single speck.
就是一个灰尘而已。
It's like a speck of dust.
当然,这是理论物理学,近代理论物理学一个叫弦论,它的结论。
This is one of the theories called, in physics called string theory.
Yeah, string theory. 那么这就是11维空间就是物理学啊,人类所研究的物理学能最高极限了。
This is what the physicists believe is the highest dimension.
假如我们超过11维空间了,
And if we can pierce this 11th dimension,
假如我们的心进到更高的空间里面,
If our hearts can enter into even higher dimension,
那我们人在哪里?
And then where's our
我们就进入了神的境界。
We may have entered into the realm of God. The realm that is revealed to us in the Bible. And in that realm, then we looked at man. Then we'll see that the worth of man is actually much greater, more important.
More valuable than New York City.
Yeah, it's more valuable than the entirety of New York City.
New York City, right. Our
spirits and souls are priceless.
当年少年的大卫在写这首诗篇的时候,
When young man David was writing this hymn,
他仰望茫茫的夜空,美丽的月亮星宿,
He saw this beautiful night sky.
他不光看见了人的渺小,
He not only saw how small man was,
其实他的心已经进到了神的境界里面,
but his heart had already entered into the realm of God.
所以他在第五节他这样说,
so in verse 5, he says this.
他说你叫他比天使,你就是神,你叫他,就他就是人了,你叫他比天使小一点。
It says, you made him, which is man, a little lower than angels.
并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
And you crown him with glory and majesty. You make him to rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet.
原来万物都被神放在了人的脚下。
Originally, all things, all the universe was placed under a man's
feet. 整个宇宙也是如此,
not only just the earth, but the whole universe as well.
天地的结局, 啊, 是取决于我们人,
heaven and earth is our domain.
It's up to the human.
Yeah. Is under our control.
机器人统治世界那天是绝不会来到的。
That robots that can take control of the whole universe will never come.
神的一切工作的目的啊, 都是在人的身上。
But God's eternal purpose is on mankind.
难怪我们中国人有一句话, 老话,
it's no wonder that the ancient Chinese have this proverb.
就是, 人命关天, 大家听说过没有?
That human life is related to heaven. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, related to heaven.
Yeah.
但是多少中国人明白这句话的真实含义?
But how many Chinese people understand the meaning of this?
我们都知道许多宗教信仰的人士都会习惯说一句话。
You know, many religions are fond of this one saying.
就人心之大, 整个宇宙都装不满的。
That
our heart
is so big that the whole universe cannot fill it.
Yes. 只是不知道有多少人能够明白人的价值乃是在于神。
How many people understand that the worth of a man to God?
是神升高了人。
God has elevated man.
离开了人,
apart from man, everything else is like a speck of dust.
好吧，我们再来看一处的圣经，我们来看看神是怎么看我们人的。Let's
turn to another section of the Bible and see how God looks at man.
其实也是对应刚才我们看的诗篇第八篇。It
is very similar to what we just read, Psalm 8.
在新约圣经
in the New Testament,
第二章，新约圣经希伯来书第二章
in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 2.
然后第五节开始,
starting from verse 5.
希伯来书在新约圣经第二章第五节
Hebrews 2 verse 5
我们所说将来的世界神原没有交给天使管辖
For he did not subject to angels the world to come concerning which we are speaking
但有人在经上某处证明说人算什么你竟顾念他世人算什么你竟眷顾他
But one has testified somewhere saying, What is man that you remember him? Or the son of man that you are concerned about him?
你叫他比天使微小一点,赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕,并将你手所造的都派他管理。
You have made him a little lower, for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and you have appointed him over the works of your hands.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下。
You have put all things in subjection under his feet.
就叫万物都服他, 就没有剩下一样不服他的, 只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣, 因为受死的苦, 就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕, 叫他因着神的恩, 为人人尝了死味。
But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
原来那位万物所属,为万物所本的,要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去,使救他们的元帅,因受苦难得以完全,本是何以的?
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
我们跳到第14节,
Let's jump to verse 14.
儿女既同有血肉之体, 他也照样亲自成了血肉之体, 特要借着死败坏那掌死权的, 就是魔鬼。
Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
他并不救拔天使,乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
For surely he does not give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendant of Abraham.
神和人之间的故事,
the story of the relationship between man and God,
记载在圣经里面,
is recorded in the Bible.
好像一部超长的电视连续剧,
as if it's a incredibly long TV series.
Yes. 那么已经上演了几千年了。
And it's been going on for 4,000 years.
那么现在很快就要结束了。
And it is coming soon to an end.
是个大结局。
To a great conclusion.
那么故事开始于很久很久以前。
But the story began long, long ago.
那时候还没有我们人类。
It was in that time mankind didn't exist yet.
天上曾经有过一场征战。
There was a war in heaven.
那么天使长路斯福他智慧充足全然的美丽。
The archangel Lucifer, who was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
他在神的面前侍奉神。
He served before God.
但不知道是什么原因。
But for an unknown reason.
他突然就心高气傲。
He suddenly became very proud of himself.
想要从神那里得到更多的荣耀。
He wanted to achieve even more glory from God.
甚至要和创造他的神平起平坐。
He wanted to be equal to his creator, God.
结果他就成了撒旦。
And so he became Satan.
然后呢被摔在这个地球上。
And he was thrown down to this earth.
这就是罪的起源。
This is the origin of sin.
那么我们都知道撒旦被神打败以后他不服气的。
We know that Satan, after he was defeated by God, he didn't give up.
可能他认为神是以大欺小。
You might think that God is bullying someone who's weaker than him.
所以他嘴里说过没完没了。
So he continued to complain.
那么为了让撒旦闭口无言，
In order to silence Satan's complaints,
神就发起了第二场征战。
God started a second war.
那么神首先按照他的形象造了我们人。
First, God created man in his own image.
但是他特别的特意的让人造的比天使小一点。
But he specifically, purposefully made man a little lower than angels.
你知道神要小一点的话那对我们人的感觉是大得不得了的。
For God to think a little lower, for us man, it is much, much greater than...
那么这第二场征战的胜负呢？
So the outcome of the second battle...
完全取决于人。
Is entirely dependent on man.
就是人是相信神还是不相信神。
Is whether or not we believe in God.
那么撒旦的优势在哪里？
What is Satan's
advantage
here then?
因为撒旦要做的就是用他的堕落的智慧不择手段的去迷惑人去欺骗人。
So Satan's advantage is to use his fallen wisdom to deceive and trick people.
你知道撒旦的能力，他是天使长，他的能力远远超过我们人。
You know, Lucifer was a Satan was an archangel. He was far greater than we are.
所以说他对跟我们人斗起来，我们轻而易举的很容易就得手了。
If he were to fight against us, we would very quickly be defeated.
而神呢
？And God?
虽然他的能力远在撒旦之上。
Although his power is far greater than Satan,
但他绝对不可能像撒旦那样不择手段的去欺骗人、去蒙蔽人。
He will not use his great power to trick or deceive people.
因为神是完全圣洁的神。
Because God is completely holy.
所以神能做的是什么
？What can God do?
就是简单的把真理告诉人。
He can simply tell the truth to man.
我们都知道伊甸园的故事。
We all know the story of the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里面，我们人类的始祖亚当夏娃。
In the Garden of Eden, our ancestors Adam and Eve.
他们果然被撒旦所的话谎言所欺骗了。
They were deceived by the words of Satan.
他们没有相信神。
And they did not believe God.
就吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
So they ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
圣经说人就犯罪了。
And so the Bible says man sinned.
罪是什么呢？
And what is sin?
就是我们偏离了神，人偏离了神的那个目标。
That we have fallen short of God's standard.
神的目标就是让我们人相信他嘛。
His standard is that he wants man to believe in him.
所以圣经说人亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so the Bible tells us we have fallen short of God's glory.
也许我们在座人会想，
Maybe someone here.
我们人我们是第三个角色我们人要信神也好，信撒旦也好，对我们有什么区别呢？
You may think we're kind of like a third party. Why should we believe in Satan or God?
It doesn't matter for us, right?
Yeah.
那么，大家听说过撒旦教没有？
Have you ever heard of Satanism?
对，撒旦教你知道撒旦教他们宣扬的是什么吗？
You know what these people that believe in Satanism think?
他们的宣扬的就是人是万物中最恶毒的动物。
That man is the most vicious animal in all of creation.
所以信奉撒旦教的人每年定期的在隐秘的地方。
So these people, every year in a secret place,
yeah, 他们会把这个信男信女啊, 他们中间秘密生的那个小婴孩作为活人祭献给撒旦的。
They will secretly gather and offer up a child,
a baby,
as a sacrifice, living sacrifice.
当然你觉得说这些只是偶尔发生的是撒旦教自己内部的事情，对我们大部分人来说没有影响。
You may think that you know this is a very small group of people that what they do doesn't impact the rest of us.
真是这样的吗?
Is this really true?
跟大家举个简单的例子，看看撒旦在我们人中间的影响。
Let me give you an example to show you the influence of Satan in our lives.
大家看过这个知识没有? 见过人比这个知识没有?
Have you ever seen someone do the symbol?
Yeah. 在那些黑人那些摇摇摇滚乐，他们常常比这样姿势，他们就是这样的，对不对？ 看见过没有？ 你知道这是什么吗？
So have you ever seen that symbol? It may occur often in heavy metal bands.
从撒旦教来的。
And this came from the Satanism.
这是撒旦的脚，他的能力。
And those are Satan's horns and his power and his symbol.
啊，我这儿打印一份东西，大家看见过这个标志没有？
Have you ever seen
看见过这个东西没有?
This symbol?
世界上的人说这是什么东西?
What do people call this symbol?
和平的记号，是不是?
They call it the symbol of peace, correct?
但你知道它来源吗?
You know where it came from.
它原来是个十字架，是倒立的十字架，然后呢，两边这个边呢，直接往下掉了，就是表示这个十字架是破了。这个是撒旦教用来讽刺耶稣的十字架，是破碎的倒十字架。 但是今天被世界上人当成什么和平的标志，你去到网上去查，这是公认的和平。
So the symbol used to be a cross, where the
upside down cross.
Upside down cross.
Upside down cross. 然后呢，这个 arm 被
Yeah, and the arms were broken and pushed down. So this has become the symbol of peace for
从撒旦教来的。
And it came from the Church of Satan.
还有啊，今天我们都知道，全世界恐极端的恐怖分子到处残杀人。
And we know today there are terrorists everywhere that are killing people.
这些宗教恐怖分子，他们极其不尊重人的生命。
And these religious terrorists don't put any value in human life.
这些都是出自于撒旦的。
And this all came from Satan.
因为圣经这样用大巴比伦来形容受撒旦影响的。 影响的宗教信仰。
So in the Bible, it uses Babylon to represent all of those who fall under the sway of Satan.
因为自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后,
because after Adam and Eve sinned,
我们人就落在了撒旦的权下。
All mankind fell under Satan's power.
我们的所思, 我们的所想,
all that we think and consider.
我们所信仰的, 我们所行出来的东西, 都受撒旦的影响。
What we believe in, how we act, have all been influenced by Satan.
对于神而言, 人已经死了。
Between God and man, God already considers man has died.
那么神和撒旦之间的这第二场征战呢?
And in this second war between God and Satan,
好像撒旦得了先机。
It seems that Satan has struck first.
因为我们人都被撒旦控制了嘛。
Because all of man is controlled by Satan.
但是,
However,
有一件不可思议的事情发生了。
An incredible thing happened.
神让他的独生的儿子耶稣降世成为人。
God sent his only son, Lord Jesus, into this world.
要让耶稣和撒旦决一决高低。
To have a decisive battle between Lord Jesus and Satan.
很稀奇,撒旦同意这件事情,大家想过没有?
It's very strange that Satan agreed to this.
为什么?
Why?
想想看,如果耶稣犯了任何的罪,
If Jesus committed any sin,
如果他哪怕是心里面有一个不好的念头,
If he had this dark thought in his heart,
你知道我们在座每个人谁心里面没有一下不好的念头出现过,对不对? 如果主耶稣有的话,撒旦就赢了。
You know, all among us all, whoever hasn't had a bad thought in our hearts.
你知道撒旦赢了是什么意思吗？赢了耶稣。
If the Lord Jesus even had a single bad thought, then Satan would have won. What does that mean if Satan would have won over Jesus?
耶稣是神的儿子，就是神。
Lord Jesus is the Son of God. He is God.
如果耶稣会犯罪，就是神会犯罪。
If Jesus can sin, that means God can sin.
那么神怎么可能被称为圣洁的神呢？
And how can God then be considered a holy God?
那么还有什么资格能够审判撒旦呢？
And then what place does he have to judge Satan?
我们人很多人都以为说，哦，那耶稣是神的儿子，胜过撒旦，轻而易举。
Many people would say, you know, of course, you know, Jesus would
Son of God.
Is the Son of God, and he would
very easily
defeat Satan.
Yeah, to defeat Satan. 真的是这样的吗？
Is this really true?
绝对不是这样的。
It is absolutely not as simple as it sounds.
耶稣来到地上是做人的。
When Jesus came down to earth, he became a man.
他和你和我一样的有血肉肢体。
He, like us, have flesh and blood.
他一样的比天使小。人和撒旦之间，我刚才说了，不是在一个能力，不是在一个数量级上。
So he was made a little lower than angels and made just like us. And you know, how we compared with Satan's powers is not on the same scale.
Yeah, 耶稣在地上生活了33.5年的时间。
Lord Jesus lived 33.5 years on earth.
他深受试探的苦，试探之苦。
He suffered all sorts of temptation.
大声的哀哭，流泪祷告。
And he cried out loudly and prayed constantly.
但是他的一言一行，完完全全的相信神。
But all his words and deeds, he fully believed in the Lord.
完全相信神的话。
Fully believed in God's word.
撒旦每时每刻都在盯着他的行为。
And every moment Satan was fixated on Jesus.
竟然在他身上没有找到一个把柄。
But he found not a single charge he could levy against Jesus.
所以耶稣得胜了。
So Jesus overcame.
他是站在人的位置上，他得胜了。
He stood in man's place and he was victorious.
所以神和撒旦之间的第二次较量，第二次战争战。
So in this second war between God and Satan,
神因着耶稣相信了神，神就打败了撒旦。
And God, because the Lord Jesus believed in God, defeated Satan.
神的仇敌就闭口无言了。
And so Satan's enemy had to shut his mouth. He had no more.
按理来说，故事就结束了。End of story.
Right? You might think this is the end of the story, right? That's it.
对吧？
Is that right?
但是耶稣的得胜，
But Jesus' victory,
只是他一个人的得胜。
It's only himself alone.
那我们其余的人呢？
What about the rest of us?
我们仍然活在撒旦的权下。
The rest of us are still under Satan's control.
完全受制于那个堕落的那个罪性。
We're under the control of our sinful nature.
而且大家知道吗？
Everyone, you know.
当撒旦输了以后，
After Satan lost,
他虽然在神的面前闭口了
，Before God he may have been shut up，
但是他要找人找在人身上报仇
，But he wants to get his revenge through man。
所以他昼夜，圣经告诉我们，昼夜在神的面前怎么控告人的不是
？So what does he do? He day and night continually accuses man。
怎么办
？What do we do?
难道神仅仅是满足于他的仇敌闭口无言吗
？Is God simply satisfied with having his own enemy silence?
大家注意看，我们今天念的诗篇第八篇的第二节，我们弟兄把它打印在这个周报上。如果你不用翻回圣经，你看看啊，这个边上，你可以仔细看看那节圣经。
In Psalm chapter 8, it's printed in the bulletin. You can look at it there.
就诗篇八篇第二节哈。
In Psalm 8, verse 2.
那上怎么说呢？你因仇敌的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries.
使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
To make the enemy and the revengeful.
仇敌是向着神，撒旦是仇敌，但向着人呢，他是报仇的。
Satan is an adversary, an enemy to God, but toward man, he is a revengeful.
那么怎么办
？So what do we do?
难道？怎么样使这个报仇的也闭口无言
？How can we silence this revengeful？
因为撒旦是要让人去做他的陪葬，因为他知道输了嘛，他会下地狱嘛，他要拉着所有的人跟他一起下地狱去。
Because Satan lost, he wants to drag all of mankind down with him.
圣经怎么告诉我们?
What does the Bible tell us?
神爱世人,
that God loves mankind.
他不愿意一人沉沦,
and he does not want a single one to perish.
乃愿意人人悔改,
that all men to repent.
所以又一件惊奇的事情发生了,
so another amazing thing happened.
原来耶稣来到地上,
that Lord Jesus came down to the world,
不仅仅是站在人的地位要打败撒旦而已,
not only is he standing in man's place to defeat Satan,
他还做了第二件大事,
he did a second great thing,
就是背负我们全人类不信神的罪,
to take all of mankind's sin of not believing in God,
被钉死在十字架上,
to be nailed to the cross with him.
圣经告诉我们, 他借着死败坏了掌死权的撒旦,
it says, with defeated the, him who had the power of death, which is Satan.
Yeah, 他, from his death.
Through his death, he defeated him who had the power of
那么释放了在撒旦权下所有的人,
and he set free everyone who is under Satan.
因为耶稣在罪里死了, 耶稣是在罪里死的, 哈, 他背负人的罪死的嘛, he's dying the sin.
Yes. Because Jesus died with the sins,
yeah.
All of we are all set free from that.
所以我们就, 今天我们在查圣经的时候讲到喜年, 你知道喜年什么意思吗? 世人都喜欢庆祝喜年, 对不对? 喜年那个millennium.
So, in the Bible we read about this millennium, and you know, people today like to celebrate the millennium.
主耶稣刚出来第一句话就说, 你们被自由了, 你们。
The first words of the Lord is, you are now set free.
圣经啊，其实才进一步的告诉我们。
The Bible tells us a step further.
当初神造人的目的呀,
the original purpose for God to create man,
并不是单单是为着与撒旦这场第二场征战,
it's not just to fight the second war against Satan.
神有一个关乎人的计划。
The Lord has this plan for man.
远在撒旦堕落之前。
From before Satan fell,
是一直隐藏在神心里面的奥秘,
it was a mystery hidden in God's heart.
当然现在撒旦也知道了, 因为后来圣经就告诉了, 对不对?
And now the Bible tells us, and of course now Satan knows too.
原来神要赐给人尊贵荣耀为冠冕,
he wanted to give glory and honor and dominion to mankind. He wanted to place all that the Lord created under the feet of man. You know, this is the glory that Satan himself wanted. But God prepared this for mankind. When our Lord Jesus died upon the cross and was buried, after 3 days, he was resurrected from the dead.
Raised up again, 对不对?
He was raised up again, right?
他是第一个, 他成了第一个人进到神为人所预备的那个荣耀里面。
He is the first one to enter into the glory that God prepared for man.
而且将来神还要让更多的人进到那个荣耀里去。
And eventually God wants even more people to enter into this glory.
那么对今天在座的各位福音朋友,
and so gospel friends that are gathered among us today,
我们要做什么才能够有份于 神所为我们预备的这个荣耀呢?
What do we have to do to partake in this glory that God has prepared for us?
我们不是唱这首歌的时候我们想升高吗?
Like this hymn that we just sang, we want to raise up, right?
对不对? 那么圣经怎么告诉我们?
How does the Bible tell us?
凡愿意相信耶稣的人, 就不至灭亡, 反得永生。
And all those who believe in the Lord Jesus will not perish but have eternal life.
所以很简单,
so it's very simple.
就是相信。
You just believe.
相信耶稣和他的救赎。
Believe in Jesus and his salvation.
相信容易吗?
Is it easy to believe?
非常不容易。
No, it's not easy.
为什么会这样吗?
And why is this?
因为我们人啊, 很多东西阻拦我们去相信神。
Because man, we have many things that would hinder us from believing in the Lord.
我们的骄傲, 我们自高,
our own pride.
我们的知识, 我们的智慧,
our knowledge, our wisdom.
我们的经验, 我们的年龄都可能阻拦我们去相信神。
Our experience and our age may all, you know, may hinder us from believing the Lord Jesus.
刚才我们念的这节圣经, 八篇第二节,
what we just read before, Psalm chapter 8, verse 2.
大卫怎么说?
What does David say?
大卫说, 神要从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力, 使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries, to make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
婴孩和吃奶的是谁？
Who are infants and nursing babes?
知道吗？大卫这个作者就是这样的人。
You know, David, the hymn, psalm writer is just such a person.
他在自己的父亲家里面是八个儿子中最小的一个。
In his father's household, he is the youngest of eight, sons.
Eight siblings. Okay, 那么他的父亲和他哥哥们从来不把他看放在眼里。
And so his father and all of his brothers, never, you know, put their attention upon him.
觉得他只能够放羊而已。
And they thought he's only good for being a shepherd.
但神怎么评论大卫？
But how did God see David?
他说大卫是合乎我心意的。
God saw him as a man after his own heart.
为什么会这样？
Why is this?
我们举一个大卫的例子。
Let's give an example from David.
那有一次啊，以色列人和他的仇敌在打仗。
One time the Israelites were fighting their enemies.
那么对方的阵营里面出来一个很高大的巨人叫哥利亚。
And out of the ranks of the enemies there was this giant of a man, Goliath.
你知道这个人有多高吗？
You know how tall this man was?
我们大家都熟悉大陆来的那个姚明，对不对？
Everyone knows Yao Ming from China, right?
姚明是用米来说是 2.3 米，那么用今天的英寸来说是英字来说是七寸啊七 7.6.
Alright, so in meters he's 2.3?
Yeah, 2.3 meters.
2.3 meters tall, and he's in English terms, he's 7'6".
Yeah, 那我自己是 5'8", 我是1.68米。
So, our brother here is 5'8", so he's 1.68 meters.
Something like that.
对对对，
因为我年轻的时候，我觉得我高一点是1.69米，我跟太太说我是1.7米。
And when I was younger, I thought I was 1.69, and I told my wife I was 1.7.
Yeah, 你都希望中国人都希望高一点。
And the Chinese people all want to be a little bit taller, right?
那么你知道这个哥利亚有多高吗？
You know how tall Goliath was?
用英字来说是 9'10", 或者说3米。比姚明高这种还高这么多。
He's 3 meters tall, or 9 feet 10 inches, even taller than Yao Ming.
他全身穿着有100多斤的那个盔甲。
So he had he wore an armor that was over 100...
对 ,120 pounds.
Over 125 pounds.
然后他在以色列的军队那个营地面前骂战，你们谁敢出来跟我打？
And so he stood before the army of the Israelites and he taunted them, like, who's willing to come out and fight me?
以色列从上从国王以降没有人敢出去，你看太厉害了这个人。
And so the Israelites, from the king on down, no one was willing to fight him. That he was so intimidating.
这个少年人大卫这个时候是要到营里边去给他哥两个哥哥送饭。
And so David, this young man, he was bringing food to his elder brothers in the field.
他看见这个情形就气坏了。
And he saw this condition and he was angered.
他这个人怎么敢到永生神的军队面前骂阵呢？
He said, who is this man who can come and taunt the army of God Most High?
他说我去打。
He said, I'll fight him.
那个国王看见说不行，你又那么幼嫩的个小少年，你怎么敢跟这个从小就开始打仗的人能够打呢？
And the king said, you're so young and so small, and how can you go out and fight this man who is trained to fight since his youth?
大卫说没关系，永生的神会保守我。
And David said, don't worry, the eternal God will protect me.
然后他自己就拿了一个那个放羊或者打狗这个杖，然后捡了几块小石头。
And so he took his staff, which he used to shepherd the sheep, to, you know,to hit the wild dogs, and he picked up several small stones.
Yeah, 然后就朝着那个哥利亚跑去。
And so he ran towards Goliath.
那哥利亚看到怎么想吗？怎么说吗？
And what did when Goliath saw this, you know, what did he say?
小娃娃，你竟然想要来就把我当成狗来打吗？
It's like, do you think I'm a dog? You come in and beat me?
我把你的肉宰下来给鸟吃。
And I'll feed your flesh to the birds.
大卫就用那个小石头，就一颗哈，虽然捡了几个，没甩过去，正好打到他的眉心，把他打昏在地。
And so, David took a sling and slung a stone and hit him right in the forehead and he knocked him down.
然后过去跑过去就把那个哥利亚的刀来把他给杀了。
And he took up Goliath's own sword and killed him.
大卫靠什么？
What did David rely on?
他靠着简单的相信神会帮他。
He relied on this simple faith that God would help him.
所以神把大卫升高。
So God raised up David.
成了以色列的君王。
And he became the next king of Israel.
而且 从此以后，以色列所有的君王，好的君王都是按照大卫的标准来评判他们。
And all of the good kings in Israel all afterwards followed David's example.
我们要如何相信？
And so how should we believe?
耶稣这样说。
Lord Jesus said this.
你们若不回转，像小孩子，断不能进神的国。
If you cannot return to being like a small child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
当我们愿意谦卑下来，
we have to be willing to humble ourselves first.
我们就能够回转像孩子、小孩子那样去单纯的相信神。
We have to be like a child and simply believe in the Lord.
在这个浩瀚的宇宙里面啊，我们人何等的渺小。
In this great universe, mankind is so small.
而在这个创造这个宇宙的神面前，我们难道不就是个婴孩吗？还不如呢。
And before the creator of this whole universe, aren't we not just like a small child?
啊，我们的神他不救拔天使。
Our God did not save angels.
尽管天使远远比我们聪明，远远比我们美丽。
And these angels who were, you know, far more intelligent, far more beautiful than we are.
神也不会救智能机器人。
And God will not save artificial intelligence.
因为他们没有生命。
Because they have no life.
神爱世上所有的人。
But God loves all the people in the world.
但是真正能够得着耶稣救恩的。
But those who can truly receive God's Lord Jesus' salvation.
是那些来到神面前回转像小孩子的人。
Are those who can come before the Lord and be like a small child.
他们就相信耶稣。
And they believe in Jesus.
得着永生。
And receive eternal life.
进入神为我们人所预备的荣耀里。
And will enter into the glory that God has prepared for us.
那么那个找人报仇的撒旦呢？
And this Satan who is who's trying to get his revenge through man.
他必将闭口无言。
He will be silenced.
所以各位在座的福音朋友。
So, gospel friends that are sitting here,
我们要升高嘛？
Do you want to be raised up?
我们首先要降低我们自己。
We must first humble ourselves.
回转像个小孩子来到神面前。
Return to being like a child before the Lord.
这是唯一的道路。
This is the first step.
圣经在马太福音这样说。
The Bible in Matthew says this.
在马太福音23章第12节。
In Matthew 23, verse 12.
他说，我念给大家听就可以了。
I'll read it for everyone.
23章第12节，凡自高的
Whoever exalts himself
必降为卑
shall be humbled.
自卑的
Whoever humbles himself
必升为高
shall be exalted.
如果我们有圣经的这个明白这个知识的话，我们就知道我们在唱这首歌的时候感觉是不一样的。
If we have this understanding of the Bible, when we sing this hymn, our feeling is completely different.
好不好，我们再唱一首再把这个希尔，我们再把这首歌唱一遍，我们就结束今天的信息。
Charles, could you please play the piano? We'll sing this hymn one more time, and then we'll conclude.
好，我们请姊妹给我们起个音，我们就。
We'll ask our sister to play an introduction for us.
You raise me up, so
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
你借着你的爱子耶稣基督为我们成就这么大的救赎。
Through your beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, you have accomplished this great salvation for us.
你把每一个人都从黑暗的权势下释放了。
You have set us all free from under the power of darkness.
不光如此，你还要把我们人带入你为我们所预备的荣耀里去。
And not only that, you will lead us all into the glory you have prepared for us.
你要升高我们。
You want to raise us up.
主啊，巴不得你保守今天来到你面前所有的还在寻求真理的人。
Well, Lord, may you watch over all of those who are still seeking the truth today.
求你的灵在他们心中做感动开启的工。
May your Holy Spirit do its work of opening their hearts.
好使他们能够看见我们的主耶稣基督。
That they can see our Lord Jesus Christ.
看见他已经代表为着我们进到了荣耀里面。
That he has already taken our place and entered into glory.
借着信
and by faith,
我们也可以进去。
We can enter in as well.
这样的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.